I want to shift gears right now. And, you know, yesterday was our first time on the air due to me being on vacation on the West Coast. And you guys know, before I left, we, for 2 weeks straight, focused heavily on what has been taking place here at Michigan State University. The Larry Nassar sentencing, the ESPN E60 report centered on Michigan State men's basketball and Michigan State football, Tom Izzo having to really just, I mean, what is the man supposed to do, right? I mean, really dance around questions concerning what was reported in the ESPN report. You know, he was approached by Tisha Thompson of ESPN Outside the Lines out in Maryland. Michelle Steele was present at one of the games at home. And right now, when you have a report like that come out, you got to let the investigation play out. But no doubt about it, there is a dark cloud that has hovered and still is hovering. It's going to hover for a long time over the campus of Michigan State University. Right now, I want to bring on a young man by the name of Craig Evans, who was actually a former Michigan State football player here at MSU. Actually had a pretty good redshirt freshman campaign. And then it was announced that Craig Evans would be leaving the program. And real briefly, Mike, I do see you. Mike, don't hang up. If you want to be a part of this conversation, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. But current sports intern Karina Garcia reached out to me and noted that Craig wanted to speak his mind on what has taken place in these last few weeks as it pertains to the Michigan State football program. He played under Coach D'Antonio, knows the program pretty well. And it has really upset Craig Evans when evaluating what has been reported and how there has been a media firestorm of criticism, not just from the media, but from the public as well. When it comes to those ESPN reports. So right now, I want to start by just welcoming Craig Evans to the show. Craig, how are you doing, my friend?
Hey, man, I'm breathing, so I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed to be alive.
You got it, my man. And again, just for clarification purposes, again, Craig was a member of the MSU football team from 2014 to 2015. And Craig, I believe you're now at Oregon State now, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. I want to start here, Craig. You know, I want to kind of keep it timely. So yesterday, you know that it was National Signing Day, as many high school athletes across the nation, you know, signed on that dotted line and let it be known where they will be taking their football talents at the collegiate level. Craig, for you, you talk about your recruitment to Michigan State University. You are, of course, from Wisconsin, went to Sun Prairie High School. What do you remember about your recruiting process and what attracted you to Mark D'Antonio and the MSU football program?
Man, first and foremost, it was we got to dive right into the, you know, what got me to, you know, believe in and trust in Mark D'Antonio with my future for the, you know, the upcoming years. It was just his, you know, authenticness, man. You know, his realness. You know, he didn't sugarcoat much, man. He didn't bleed around the bush. And that's just the type of guy I am. You know, man, I'm pretty sure you done had a conversation with me. You don't even know me that much. But I don't beat around the bush too much, so I don't like guys who try to confront me who beat around the bush. And Coach D, he saw that to me. He saw that through me ASAP. And, you know, we just found a connection. Also, Coach Pat Narduzzi, he's not there no more. He was a big, you know, he was a big piece of my recruitment. That guy was a, you know, he was a stand-up guy and just very spoken, you know, down the book. You know, so those two guys alone really combined to get me there. But, man, you know, just real, authentic. You know, Coach D was, you know, he would do that. He told you before he even. One thing I remember he said to me, man, you know, I was a big recruit coming out of high school. You know, I had a lot of schools at me and all this and that. And one thing he said to me that really just struck my attention, he was like, man, you know, Craig, you know you're a big-time recruit, but I'm going to tell you right now, we ain't going to do nothing outside of the ordinary to get you to come here. You're going to come to Michigan State, it's going to be strictly because you want to come here, not because you know, something you heard from the players, something you heard from us. We ain't finna sit here and say you starting. We ain't finna sit here and say you doing this and doing that. If you want to come to Michigan State, we stay because you wanted to. And that shifted the game. That shifted the recruiting process for me because he was one of the first coaches that really approached me like that. You know, every other coach, they're going to tell you this. They're going to talk about their uniform. They're going to talk about their facilities. They're going to talk about how much money they're getting and how much money Nike giving them or Adidas and Under Armour, whatever the situation is. Not too many coaches, when they recruit you, just going to sit there and tell you the realness. And, you know, when I got around the players, my official visit, man, and you can ask them guys, Lawrence Thomas, Shalik Calhoun, Joe Heath, them all guys in the league now. But there was D linemen ahead of me at my time there. And I would ask them on my visit, man, what's the deal? Like, what's the real? I'm going to come here and I'm going to play. I'm going to come here and it's just going to be bull. Hey, man, you're going to come here and Coach D is going to give you opportunity. Coach D loves freshmen. You know, that was just to go with my realness. And I was just seeing if what Coach D was saying was real. And like I said, it backed it up. I had already knew what he was saying real, but that was just to go to show when I asked the players. They was all for him. And, man, it was just, if I had to say one word, would really – it just struck my attention because he had to be his realness.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted the realness in the game.
Definitely. Again, if you're just now joining us here on Current Sports, we are talking with former Michigan State defensive lineman Craig Evans. And as you just mentioned, Craig, I mean, yeah, you were really highly touted coming out of high school. You were listed as one of the nation's top defensive tackles by Rivals.com, number 11 overall, number 16 by Scout.com, named the top recruit in the state of Wisconsin by Rivals, and you were also on the Detroit Free Press Best of the Midwest list. So, you know, you look at, you know, your redshirt freshman season in 2015. You saw action in all 14 games on the defensive line. You earned your first letter, recorded 21 tackles. You were named to the All-Big Ten, All-Freshman team by BTN.com and ESPN. Craig, bottom line, did you see, especially during that freshman, you know, redshirt freshman campaign, you saw a long, successful tenure at Michigan State. Am I right?
Most definitely. It was all peaches and cream, man. You know, if I came there and did what I had to do, you know, it was going to be there for me. And I ain't, you know, I'm 23, man. I just turned 23, and it's like, you know, I only grow up. I only get older in life. Mm. You know, I just sit back and think back. Some of Coach D words, man, when I was young back then, and he told me, though, everything he told me, it was before myself, man. My future there, everything was laid out for me in Michigan State. That's why when I hear the stuff with Larry Nance and people try to come at Coach D, man, it really just, you know, I ain't the guy that's about the media. I don't even care. You know what I mean? I don't want no attention, but y'all ain't finna dog my guy. You know what I mean? He ain't rocking like that.
And I'm definitely gonna get to that in just a moment. I want to walk our listeners through, you know, your tenure here at Michigan State, because I definitely want to get your thoughts in just a moment on the ESPN report, because I know you got some strong thoughts. Craig, real briefly, though, on April 18th, 2016, it was announced by Coach D'Antonio that yourself and defensive end Montez Sweat would be leaving the team. What led to that decision from Coach D, and can you tell me the events that caused that announcement?
Man, basically, like I said, it makes my stomach cringe down to think about it, man, because it was nothing he did. You know, Coach D, man, he went to war for me. You know, it was all on me, man. It was all on me and my boy Tiz. You can call Tiz, he'll tell you the same thing, man. We did. Us leaving Michigan State was on us. You know, we forced Coach D hands, and like he told us, man, he was, once you put me in a situation where it's out of my hands, I can't do nothing for you no more. I'm going to go to war for you as long as I can. But once you put it in my hands, you know, me and Tez, we fell short end on the weed situation. You know, I'm proud about my history, man. I ain't the same about mine. The struggle made me. You know, I'm better. I'm a better man today. You know what I mean? So, but it was weed, man. You know, I was failing drug tests, and Coach D, he was bending over backwards for me, man, left and right, trying to get me to see the bigger picture. You know, socially, man, I just couldn't get it together. On the field wise, I had it. I wasn't a trouble kid. You know, I ain't getting into no trouble out there with the law and this and that. It was just socially. I was just smoking weed, man. Just smoking too much weed. And it got to a point I had failed the NCAA test. And that's when all the spectrum got on me. Like, that's when, all right, not everybody know I smoke. It ain't just no Michigan State thing. It's everybody thing now. So, and then I still didn't stop. And Coach D was still giving me a chance. So like I said, man, he went to bat for me, man. It makes me sad to even think about, but he went to bat for me, man. He went as far as he can go. And then it just came down. He didn't even want to let us go. I promise you to God he didn't, man. It came down to us. Because if I would have stayed, I would have had to sit out a whole year and a half with some motion. But Coach D, he was like, man, you know, take it upon yourself. We won't make the suspension follow you, at least not the year one. The 6 games going to follow you. You know, he, well, what too many coaches are going to do you like that? They're going to bless you and tell you ahead of time. Mm. Yeah, I ain't going to make you sit out the year, but them 6 games going to follow you. He's like, but you stay here, you're going to have to sit a year in the 6 game. I'm like, damn, you know, so that's when I made that decision to get up out of there.
Now for you, Craig, have you talked to Coach D since then? Are you guys still in contact? What's that relationship like now?
Oh, yeah, matter of fact, man, you know, I was finna declare the draft after this year. You know, they had me going late fifth round. I ain't even play a snap this year because of that shit I've been dealing with in Michigan State. It's still been following me. And the NCAA making me go through 1,000 loops to get eligible again. But
But you guys still talk.
Huh?
You guys still talk, though. You guys still keep in touch,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. In the sense of, like, when I was going to declare for the draft, I actually had called Coach D to see if he would give me, you know, because, you know, once you get on that level, the scouts call back to all your former schools and this and this.
Right.
And, you know, Coach D, he was all in my corner, man. You know, Craig, I never had no – it was all positive for me and Coach D. Every time we talked, and I didn't talk. I talked to him maybe a month ago because I didn't know if I was going to do it, but I decided to come back for my last season. But at the time, I was going to do it, and I was going to actually go back to Michigan State's pro day.
Right.
But I ended up deciding to come back for my last year, and so that was the end of that. But in terms of, like, me, he even was willing to vouch for me, man, and to scouts and to different coaches. I was thinking about going to a different school, still am a little bit, and he was, man, if you need me to vouch for you and need some coaches, tell them to call me, don't hesitate. But like I said, he know I'm not a bad student, man. I just fell out the end, I just fell out the bad stick on the social part.
Hey, that's life, my man. Again, if you're just now joining us here on WKAR's Current Sports, we are chatting with former Michigan State defensive lineman Craig Evans. All right, Craig, let's get right to it now. You saw the ESPN report. You've read the ESPN report. It has been really the focal point here, one of the focal points here in on campus at Michigan State, and has been for about 3 weeks now. I want to ask you about the quote-unquote culture of the Michigan State football locker room during your 2 years here. How would you describe the culture, and what kind of off-the-field issues did you see, and how were they dealt with?
Man, the culture was to be us standing Spartan men, you know, to stand behind that Spartan will and represent it with every good deed, every good bone in your body. And between Coach Madden, that strength and program, and Coach D, there wasn't no slipping through the cracks. Well, between Coach Madden and Coach Z, there wasn't no slipping through the cracks. You was going to get dealt with if you was late, if you was this. Like, you remember, you ever been scared, man? You ever been scared when you got in trouble?
All the time,
you know,
with
you
my mom.
You remember when you was young and you got in trouble?
Yeah.
And your stomach was hurting, you didn't want to come home?
Right.
That's how it used to be when you was late, you know? Like, if you was a minute late, even if you came in there on time, he was late. As if to go to speak, the responsibilities and the standard Coach D held us at, and the, you know, just the characteristics of the program, you know what I mean? As if those to speak that if you think he wasn't playing about you being late, you think he's going to play about this sexual stuff, you know, we're going to dive right into it, man, because we ain't even going to play around with it.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Me personally. Y'all talking to a guy, I'm a stranger for everybody to know, y'all talking to a guy who Mark Antonio let go, you know? I can have some strong feelings towards him for that. Like, man, you let me go, I was a good talent, this and this, you know, you stupid for that. You know, I can say whatever, but it ain't a bone in me that's going to do that, because that ain't how I operate. I'm going to represent this man, and I say that because I know what he stands for and I know what he's about. At the end of the day, when everything rained down and all the sand settled in, I know what Coach D about. And I know for a fact, I'm willing to bet my life on it. My whole entire life, and he wasn't operating like that. And he wasn't operating to the sense where he was covering up sexual. But anything they got, I'm telling you, if you put those, you can ask anybody on the team, former player or not, if you put yourself in a situation that had sexual anything over, you was damn not the team. You ain't mean you could have been innocent from the start, I promise you. It was not, you know, I used to feel sorry for some of my homies. You could have been innocent. He ain't trying to hear none of that. You shouldn't have put yourself in that situation for this to happen to you.
So, Craig, you're saying that you saw certain players who were involved in something involving the opposite sex, and you saw...
If it was anything involving the opposite sex, man, like domestic violence or anything sexual assault, anything that had sexual, and it was a girl voice versus one of the football players, Coach D, he wasn't even budging, man. It wasn't even like he was trying to hear you out. Because the minute your name got in the situation, it was red lock. I'm talking about the minute it hit the fan and he got wind, he was red lock. And then as the story went on and he got into it, then he made his decision, all right, you gone. Go handle this. Mm-hmm. Or he made his decision, all right, go handle this. You red lock until you handle this, until your name come clear this.
Craig, were there many incidences of sexual inappropriateness when it came to members of the MSU football team? Were there many that you can remember?
To be honest, man, my 2 years there, I didn't experience. In my 2 years in Michigan State, I'm trying to think, man. I'm thinking hard because I don't want to put out no lies. I'm going to be completely honest about this. I'm thinking very hard, man, and I didn't hear enough about nothing until I left in that situation with the younger guys, a year younger than me, happened.
Donnie Corley, Demetric Vance, Josh King, and Austin Roberts. And how close were you with those individuals? Those four players.
I mean, they was a class younger than me. They actually had got there the summer we left. But you know, they came on their recruiting visit. You know, Austin Roberts, and he was another one of my. You know, he had a case. He had his own case. Like when all that started happening after I left, and it just dropped my mouth. You know what I mean? So I'm like, man, because the first thing I thought when I started seeing all this, I'm like, man, them boys gone. They put Coach D under heat, and he's still going to be under heat for this because they going to look at him like, why are these players even on your program? I already know how this business is, though, when they're trying to make you look bad and this and this. So I knew he was still going to catch some type of heat from it.
Yeah.
One thing I did know, they was gone. We want no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
He was removing them off the team, and he was going to move forward from that. He was going to handle the media. And you see what type of season he had this year because he's going about everything the right way. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't care what you say.
All right, Craig, we only got about 4 minutes, less than that, left. I want to ask you two questions here. Just want to throw this at you. Is it possible that D'Antonio didn't know everything that was happening with his players off the field? And how much of that responsibility did he leave to other members of the staff?
And to be honest, I just can't find it within me to believe that, boss. I just can't. He let a player like me go. I'm still on my way to the league. He let a player like Montez Sweat go. You see what he's doing at Mississippi State. Enoch Smith, you know, he just letting players go. But if it was anything to deter the attention of the team, he was letting you go. Period. He didn't care how good you was. So it just, you got to be damn good for this man to put his job on the line for this sexual assault. Like, it's got to be something. I don't even know what you said. I don't even know what's possible to be said to Coach D. Because he letting players go for weed, we talking about, no?
Mm-hmm.
He let me go for weed. Montez Sweat go. He let us go for weed, man. Nothing else. We won nothing else. I promise to God it was nothing else. And you sitting here telling me that this man covering up for players, quote-unquote, for sexual assault, I'm not a bone in my body, man. I'm like my one man. I'm like my guy, Mike. You got to show me the facts. I need facts.
I hear you. All right, Craig.
That ain't going to cut it.
Hey, Craig, with 2 minutes left here, what do you want to say to Spartan Nation in defense of Coach D'Antonio and the MSU football program and what this entire campus really is going through right now?
I mean, I just want to say, I don't know how much people believe in God, but I do. God don't believe in sexual predators. And God don't believe in anybody who surrounds themselves with that. Because these teenagers at Michigan State speak for itself. Look at what the man done did over the years. God ain't bringing no good deed today if that man moving the way he moved. I'm just 100%. Larry Nance, he went about it his way. You know, I even got questions about that, man. I got questions on how the females just stay quiet for so long. That's my question to the end. But that's a whole other story. Coach D, to Michigan State, go back to the basics, man. Go back to the fact. Go back to the proof of what this man done did to that university, what he done brought to that university. Go back and see he done put in the league, how they doing well off. Go back and see how, you know, the players that ain't even playing football, what they doing with their lives, man. Just go back to the basics. Until you get back, not turn your head against Coach Izzo or Coach Mark D'Antonio. I can speak for Coach Izzo. He had recruited me. Those guys ain't cut like that. Y'all should be like me. If we ain't got no facts, we ain't got no room to be putting ourselves to be saying anything. We ain't got no room to be saying anything. We need hard facts. I need to see black and white saying Coach D cover. I need to see an email saying Coach D did this. I need to see a phone call, something. Let me see something. Right now, all I'm hearing, and the hearing ain't going to cut it for me. Right now, our generation, this world is filled with he say, she say media. This world is filled with the media can attack and destroy somebody's character. Not me. I'm not going to let you do me like that. I'm not immature. I'm not a little boy like that. I see past all that. So I'm hoping all the other Michigan State fans are grown, mature, and see past the media side of it. It wants facts.
All right. Strong words. Craig Evans, former Michigan State defensive tackle. Craig, keep in touch, my man. Really appreciate the time on this Thursday afternoon.
Thank you, man. Everybody stay blessed.